It's time for the Giz Whiz with man's maddest rider, Dick DiBartolo. This is episode 2008, recorded October 3rd, 2024. Money to burn. On this episode of the Giz Whiz, Diggity has two more fun toy gadgets, plus a what the heck is it? And we get to find out what the theme is for the spooky month of October. All next on...
It's the same dumb show with Dickie D and OMG chat on your PC. It's time for the Giz Whiz because gadgets are his business. They've got a gizmo sickness, geek disease,
under pathology,
rows and rows of USBs, growing glowing LEDs. Get ready for the Giz Whiz now.
Now! And here he is, the phantom of gadgets past, Dick DiBartolo. How you doing, Dickie D?
I'm doing good, sir. And you?
Doing great. Doing very good.
Excellent. Excellent.
Can't believe it's October already. What on earth? It feels like we were just having...
3/4 of the year is gone, and I just learned to write 2024 on my checks.
Exactly. Yeah. We were only just having the New Year's Eve party, like just yesterday, so that's not fair. October. Can't believe it. Can't believe it. So we'll find out what the new theme of the Crappy Corner is.
I'm looking forward to that.
Well, what's up with you? What's new?
I got a email from Spectrum about 2 hours ago, and I sent you a copy of it saying your speed has increased to 400 megabits. At no additional cost, and unlimited mobile included for a year, but I don't want that. But actually, I had 350 megabytes normally, and now for some reason I have 500.
Wait.
Two tests. But that's down. Up increased by one. Up I was getting 10 megabytes up. And now I'm getting 11.1 megabytes up.
Huh.
But 500 down.
I would have thought that the up would have really increased. Like.
Yeah, me too.
I would have thought that would have like matched the down once you switched.
Well, and still with Fios, it's turning out to be just like one would expect from Verizon. I had a note hanging on the front door 2 weeks ago. We need to get into your backyard. Please call this number. So I called and this woman said, we get into the backyard on Monday. I said, you know, it was the day I was going to the museum up in Massachusetts. I said, I'm leaving here at 10. She said, we'll come at 9. I said, that's fine. Because once they're in the yard, I can show them how they can leave through the basement. Yeah. And then, of course, Monday morning, I call to confirm, and it's a different person. What's the address? Yeah, we should be there by 1.
Yeah.
I said, hello, on Friday, they told me 9 o'clock. Well, I'll check it and get back to you. And that's the last I ever heard from him. So.
I love how it gives you the impression, it's like, oh, 9 a.m.? Yeah, sure. Oh, yeah, we'll be there. Click. That other department will deal with that.
Yes, exactly. Yes, that's exactly how it works. That's exactly how it works.
Not my problem.
No.
That's funny.
Anyway.
Well.
And you, anything thrilling with you?
Not really. Nothing too new. Nothing really. Mm-hmm. That's crazy that, though, just because they've installed the hardware, you now get faster service for nothing. That's great.
Yes. I think Spectrum is saying, wait a minute. They're wiring every building now. Before, Fios was just in tall buildings. And I remember, like, 2 years ago, I saw a guy in a Fios truck, and I said, when are the brownstones getting it? And he said, like, never. He said, Verizon doesn't care about the little buildings. Evidently, they started to. The interesting thing was, I went down the cellar after talking to that first woman, just to make sure the path between the cellar and getting out of the building was clear. And I saw that not only did Verizon wire the hallways, they have a big distribution box already mounted on the wall in the basement.
That's great.
So the hardware is getting serious. It's just they're not connecting it to anything.
The service needs to come. And in the meantime, Spectrum is saying, oh, yeah, we have these extra bits that we could unlock here.
Yeah.
Have a little bit faster internet. They're trying their hardest.
How about that? How about that?
Wow, that's exciting. That's really exciting. Yeah, I don't think I'm really trying to think if anything exciting happened this last week. Not really. Went and saw the Joker movie
nothing.
Yesterday.
No, okay, I'm going to mention one other thing. You ever get COVID tests for free from the government?
I did. I haven't in probably the last year.
Okay, all right. Yeah. So they're offering them again. They started mid-September. And very fast. I had them on a Monday. I had them on a Thursday or Friday. But it's a little bit different. In the box, there's a little code thing like this, is that the test you have may say expired.
I've seen this.
Yes. Yeah, so please go to this Q code. And so basically, actually, the test they sent Dennis and I expired December 2023. And after going to the website and going through like 1,000 serial numbers, I find they've been extended by 1 year. So it's not a lot. They're good for the next
I wonder if they test it. They're like, we got this batch, okay, from this serial number. Rip it open. Still works. And then next year, they'll update the list. Let's test it again. No, still work. It'll work for 2025 as well. Look at that.
It may be that way. But just go online and type in United States Postal Service pre-COVID test, and they're very fast. You get 4 of them for free. And if you want them, just remember they may be short-dated. Perhaps if you wait a month or two, they'll be rid of the old ones and start sending out later ones.
Hawk's Post says, if only that would work with milk. And maybe it might. You could take your milk back past the expiration and say, is it still good? And they'll smell it for you and let you know.
Oh, yeah.
There you go. I think that this is a service that every grocery store should offer, honestly. Okay, so let's jump into some gadgets.
This first gadget I think is so cute for kids. Let's take a peek.
So little kids has something else. It's the camping activity kit.
Activity fort.
Activity fort. And Chad, what? I don't know what your parents paid for their RV, but take a look at this.
Well, they just replaced the awning, and that awning looks pretty good.
Do you need to put it on something, or does it come with all the pipes to actually set it up?
Yeah, so it comes with everything you need to set it up, and then there's built-in activities as well. So there's 5 different activities you can play. So in addition to having the fort, you've got games and things to do. So this is awning toss. So you can take your marshmallow pieces and toss them for 3 points, 2 points, 1 point. So I got 2 points.
Okay. What if it goes in the hole? That's
great.
Great.
Oh, that's 3. The win.
Okay.
So
okay,
you're going to crouch down. You can also have a picnic. And then on the other side, you can play tic-tac-toe with your graham cracker and chocolate pieces.
Oh, how great.
You can make s'mores and taste them, of course. And then it also includes these Bluey and Bingo puppets. And there is in the back a puppet show window and a light inside. So when it's dark out, you can put on a little puppet show.
Oh, my gosh. Can we see the window in the back?
Yeah.
Is it hard to see?
No, it's just the white, and then.
Oh, I see. Oh, yeah. Do it. Oh, yeah. Oh, how.
Oh, wow, it really works.
Oh, it's Chad and Dick.
There you go.
It's the Disney show on the road.
That is so clever. And what does the entire kit cost?
So this will be $80 on Amazon, and it should be launching in November. And we'll also have a consolidated version with a less couple less pieces for $50 at CVS.
Okay, November so 50 1st. Or 80
yep.
after November 1st.
Yep.
I love this. This is... I think it's really clever. I love that little puppet thing.
That's great.
It's like a little Chad and a little Dickie.
It is. It reminds me of, like, instead of a kitchen set in a playroom, you'd have this set up, you know, and just go crazy with it. That's so
cool. Yeah, it's very clever. Now, I only found it online at one place, and they want $100 for it. And they say... I think they said it's shipping October 20th. So she said it'd be available November 1st. So maybe they got them ahead of time or something.
Yeah.
But if you wait, it's supposed to be only $80. And with less accessories, it's going to be $50. Maybe. But it's very clever. I think it's just...
Yeah.
And it's, you know, you need a little bit. It says parents may be necessary to help you set it up the first time.
Yeah, yeah. And these characters, I don't know if you know them, Bluey.
Yes, Bluey is, it's actually called the Bluey Outdoor
Camping
Activity.
Yeah. Adventure there, the, Activity Fort.
Yeah.
Adventure Activity Fort. Yeah, Bluey is a hugely popular animation for little kids, so that's great. Great. Partnership there. Great IP for that type of toy.
Absolutely. And okay. Then the final thing is this man said it's for toddlers with their parents' help. Anyway, take a look.
Okay.
What is the name of this company? It's called Toy Lab. And we're going to find out what this is.
Yeah, this is Gravy Box. It's two-in-one ball, rung, and building blocks. In a box, you have 55 pieces, including two large-sized balls for 18 months and older.
Right? 18 months?
18 months and older. You can play up to 5 or 6 years old. Really flexible.
Oh, okay. So the parents would build this?
The parents will build with the baby.
With the baby?
With the baby for engaged play.
Oh.
Right.
So there's no sharp edges or anything?
No sharp edges, beautiful colors, premium quality, designed in Japan.
Okay. Does it all fit in this box?
Everything, 55 pieces, fit in the box.
Comes in, okay.
And you can build on top of the lid as well.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. And so you roll it?
You roll it. You understand cause, effect, right? And you build everything top. Destroy everything and build again. Right? You can build tracks, you can build cars, build plants.
Oh, how cute!
Right, yeah, with the wheels.
Yeah.
The actual working wheels. Yeah.
And what is the whole kit sell for?
Retail is $45.
$45. Okay. Is it out now?
It's out, available now.
Okay.
Yep.
I think that is very, very cute. Toy Lab, and the name of this is?
Gravy Blocks. Gravity Blocks. Gravy Blocks.
It is spelled weird as Gravy. Gravy Blocks.
They're going for gravity.
Gravity Blocks, but Gravy Blocks.
Gravy Blocks.
Those are fun.
How could an 18-year-old...
Month old would be a year and a half old?
Yeah. Are they going to help build?
I think a year and a half could probably handle this.
Okay.
It is weird. Yeah, 18 month old makes it sound like, I don't know. A year and a half, is that still really toddler? It is weird that he said toddler. A year
toddler.
And a half, 18 months doesn't seem too toddlery.
Chat room, can an 18-month-old help build this with their parents?
We need real parents to weigh in. What is the mental capacity of an 18-month-old? It looks like it's well-designed and well-made, like all the plastic.
Yes, I think so, too. I got the same feeling just handling those pieces that... it was very well built.
Yeah, it just seems high
Becky
quality.
Becky said yes, yes, yes.
Okay, it's a yeah, it's a toddler. Okay, when does toddler right. end? I'm just ignorant. When does I need to ask?
When does Generation T? When does Generation Toddler end?
Between the oh the ages God. Of 1 and 3? I thought toddler empty. Was like holdable only.
Me
I'm
too.
Just wrong. I'm just wrong.
Empty
just
Pocket a, said he has a 1.5-year-old has an iPhone.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, I guess so. You know, okay. at 18 months, you should be on iOS at least.
Yeah, I know, but not ahead of a corporation until you're 5. I think 5 is about the lowest you should be.
But definitely start your Roth IRA at 4 for sure.
Yeah. Oh, that's always
that's just
pretty much
sense.
A given.
Common
that's
sense.
That's a given.
That's how compound interest works. Okay. See, I guess I'm thinking of an infant. Simpson Rachel is
correcting
me.
Too. Me
I'm
too.
Thinking of an infant.
Yes, yes.
That's
toddler,
what
they toddle. Yeah, they toddle yeah. around.
Both
yeah.
of us guys who have not been parents are confused on when a toddler is. Anyway, back to the gadget. I think it's great. It seems a bit expensive, but also it seems it's that type of product. It seems like it's that specialty, high quality. Especially in that learning at the you know the
yeah
almost
and,
like
and
STEM.
it seems just looking at it for a few minutes that there are no sharp edges and really hard to a toddler to hurt themselves on it.
You learn something every day. I just
yeah.
I just learned a toddler exists until 3 years old. Okay, so next gadget, shall we?
Okay, now colorful. But see if you can guess what it is.
Ah, okay.
It's a, what the heck is it? All right, I know what it is, but I've not seen it in person. Hmm. I took it out of the box because the box says what it is.
Huh.
Dennis.
What? I see the power button. I see the charging thing. But I really have no idea other than that.
Boy,
is it a pencil sharpener?
I really have no idea.
It's a dispenser of some kind.
I was going to say it looks like a bank.
Yeah, maybe a bank.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
It
kind of
seems like it would do a song and dance. You hit one button.
That's a good guess.
You know, and it'll move around or like.
The pet spray.
Oh.
Baby brush. A pet brush, okay. No, I saw this on Amazon and I thought, what? It actually, they're doing this like as a two-part thing.
I was also wondering
you
if it was a bottle opener.
Fill this with water.
What?
You got the little thing here. And then.
Yeah, can opener, you empty pocket, is what I thought.
Heat the water. What's it, USB-C? Yep, USB-C, okay.
What?
And then,
this storyline isn't making sense. Water, heat the water.
Fill a small bottle with water. Open the plug on the top of the steamer. I guess this is the plug. Fill it. You can add deodorant or hair softener to the liquid if you want. Switch button. And the spray port will start spraying while you are brushing. There's no water in it. So that's the on button. This must be... Oh, that's where the water goes. Okay. And then...
So are you steaming your dog?
Sort of.
Oh,
you'll
little,
see. We actually
this must be
get
a
Charlie
little
in.
Okay. I'm so
plug
intrigued.
Over. Yeah. It's a little plug over the charging port. So you're going to get water in the machine. And then somehow, did they put this here on purpose? Oh, I guess they want you to take this out. I hope they want you to take this out. Okay. All right.
Ah.
So you spray and brush.
This is
Charlie's in for a surprise. You spray and brush. And then after when you're done brushing, you push this.
and that was already.
Pull that out. And all the hair will come off the little prongs here, and you throw the hair away. Okay? That's how it works. We're going to charge it. We're going to fill it with water. We're going to make moisture. And we're going to get Charlie in here.
The pet spray brush is filled with water. We charged it, okay? And I'm going to push this button. And in
Charlie's
theory,
very interested.
Yeah.
Okay, now, oh, look at how fast that happened.
Ah, Charlie, it's one of those little...
Charlie, come here.
Atomizers.
I don't know why they call it steam. It's making mist.
Yeah, it's that cold mist atomizer that we've seen from, like, some of the humidifiers.
All right, Charlie, all I'm going to do is do this.
Yeah, and those little fans.
Yeah, that type of technology. Nice.
Doesn't this nice? Look at, oh, boy, look at that tail.
What a model.
All right, yeah, brushing.
Look at that, looking, turning towards the camera.
Fogging.
I see, so it's like humidify your animal. Good.
This is very nice.
And if you, those work really well with some essential oils and things. So I could see if you wanted some type of
it does a
fragrance.
Nice job.
And it's supposed to prevent, get loose hairs off so you don't have floating hair around and no static electricity.
So I'm going to push this.
Interesting. So the moisture helps reduce the static. Ah.
If I do this enough, I can have a head of hair.
So that's damp enough to not float away?
Mm-hmm. I like them.
Do you feel like your mustache is...
Doing something it says not to do.
Conditioned?
But so far, it's okay. It says make sure the brush is facing down while you're steaming, using the steam. But no water did leak out. Anyway, I think it's pretty neat, okay? So we'll have Chad go to the web and see the current price and ratings, but that's it.
I'm so interested in it. That is so... Do you feel like it's more useful than just a normal brush?
I think so, because I think that little steam thing is going to sort of give the fur a little bit of a cleaning.
Yeah. And I can, or at least it seems like it'll help with the, like one of the issues is I'd like brush my dog and then immediately the hair is floating in the air and it's kind of all over the place. And it makes me want to brush him outside. You know, it's like, so I was wondering if it might help with that too.
It points out one of the things is that it stops floating hair while you're brushing your dog.
Interesting.
And it's inexpensive.
Yeah.
$16.
Yeah. Interesting. Very interesting.
Oh, what kind of rating did it get? I didn't even check.
Let's just keep scrolling down. We'll get there eventually. There we go. Pretty good. Oh, a lot of 4 stars. More 4 stars than 5 stars, which is
intriguing. I usually add them together.
Yeah, exactly. So, mediocre is kind of what I take from that distribution. You know, like, it's good. It works. People are thinking, did its job. Not 5 stars, but it did its job. Is what I'm thinking. 5 paws up for me, says Spaceman. I'm intrigued. My first thought was it seemed gimmicky, but I really would like I'd like to try it. That seems interesting.
Yeah, I mean, $16.
Yeah, $16.
And you can return it if you hate it.
Exactly. Put some lavender oil
in there.
And
that little pop-up screen thing worked very nice.
Yeah, and that the little ejector button for the fur is pretty cool.
Yeah, to get the hair off the brush really fast.
Yeah, yeah. That's great. Okay, cool. Well, with that... It is time.
Ooh, oh boy.
Two.
You know you don't need it, but you might want it at Chad's Crappy Corner. Get it.
Okie dokie. It is a new month and a new theme. And I knew if I put the Halloween theme on the Patreon poll for this new month's Crappy Corner theme, it was gonna win. And so I thought, let's make them all Halloween themed. So all of the poll options were slightly Halloween-y. So the first option that the patrons had to vote on were prank gadgets. So gadgets to spook your friends or scare your friends pull off pranks. Next Halloween decoration gadgets. So kind of what we've done in the past, where we look for light bulbs or LED skeleton type things, that type of stuff. And then the last category was wearable costume-like gadgets. So same type of Halloween vibe. Yeah. We're still looking for LEDs and cool effects, but in a costume piece, not in a decoration piece. So knowing that those are the three categories, what do you think that the patrons decided on?
What was the last one? Wearable.
Basically costume. Costume gadgets, costume. Decor, Halloween gadgets, and prank gadgets.
Boy, I think prank is last.
Okay.
I'm going to go with decoration as first.
Yeah, that's what they wanted. Funny enough, prank and costume tied at 26%.
Oh, my God. Oh, okay.
And then Halloween gadgets took it away with 47% of the vote. So we got the Halloween decor. And of course, if I think of Halloween decor, the first thing that comes to mind is Hide and Eek from Target, old telephone. So I had to go check out Target and see what they had in stock. So here we go.
Happy Halloween! It is this
spooky season.
Wow,
so real looking.
So we have our black cat, our studio black cat here, Jack. And as you know, the theme is Halloween decoration gadgets. And of course, I had to head to Target to see their Hide and Eek line. This has kind of become famous on our show because of, I'm sure we've already talked about it, the phone. And this was one of the things that I saw there that I picked up. First off, let's just talk about the price. Only $20. Pretty happy about that. Wow. Obviously, this is a crystal ball style decor with the cool skeleton hands. But obviously, knowing that this is Hide and Eek, it's going to do an effect, and we hope that it's really cool. And I think this is one of the cooler effects that was at the store. So here it is.
Trick or treat. Mischief awaits.
We can turn off the lights this time to give you just a, kind of another idea of what it looks like. We'll leave that on there.
Beware of spooky surprises.
Whoa. So I love the effect. There's a few effects going on here. I love this LED sort of like wave effect that's going on down there. Yeah. And then, of course, you have the skeleton's skull. And I can also turn this on to a mode where he's just not going to make any noise at the moment. So you got the skull, and then obviously his mouth highlights while he's talking, which is really, really cool. It adds like a really neat like puppet effect to the whole thing. So absolutely love this effect as well. He has a few different lines. It's very similar to the phone where you know, eventually he'll repeat a few lines. The instructions are actually really clear, and they're here at the bottom of the thing. It's all in words. Don't worry about that. I read them all. But it does say to replace the batteries as soon as you get it, although it does seem to be working just fine. It has three modes, and they're easily switched just on the bottom, and it is on, mute, and off. So, in the off position, which is actually the position we were in before, it won't do anything until you hit the try me button, and it'll make the sound. In the mute button, it turns on its sound activated mode. It doesn't have a motion sensor, it only has a sound sensor. So in this mode, any loud sound will activate it to start its animation. But we're in mute mode, so there's no sound in this mode. And then turning it to on is the sound activated with it making its own sound. So we're just gonna go ahead and mute this there. So, $20, I think this is one of the coolest effects. This is a really, really cool, even from the other angle that you can't see the skull, I really, really like the lighting effect. Also, because it's sound activated, it's kind of nice that you can walk past it without it going off. And then also, if it's really, really quiet, you can kind of tap it, and it'll like bump the microphone, and so it seems like it's touch activated, which is really, really cool. At $20, I think that it was absolutely worth it. And then as a final little bonus, I went and I couldn't buy all of the gadgets there, but I did record some of the other Halloween decor that's at Target, so we can just kind of take a look at some of the other fun decor that they have at Target.
This is basically a lot of the hide and eek stuff.
A lot. We went to Target last week. Wow.
This one, I thought this was a contender. Half of its head is a disco ball, disco light.
Disco head.
Yeah. Look at his eyes change color. This is more like a, almost like a flame effect.
Wow.
This one, that little ghost moves back and forth. It's so funny. That one started bumping its neighbor.
Yeah.
I can't believe how much movement and motors were incorporated.
The bats are great.
And that's really it. There you go. Our hide and eek adventure. And I think this is going to
be... Did you see the life-size skeletons?
I saw they have like a character skeleton that's like 8 feet tall, but they're trying to name him and like make him a character. He's like, "Hi, my name's Jeff," or something. And then later in the store, I saw a t-shirt with his face on it, and they were trying to sell a t-shirt for the model guy that they're selling back. It was weird. I don't know about the skeleton situation. They were trying to make something happen over there at Target. But yeah, I did see some of the skeletons they have.
The full costumes. Size skeletons were $40.
Yeah.
And they look great.
Yeah. It was very reasonable and, lots of clever stuff. It's one of those, it's just like, it's cool that it changes every year and they really put some thought into it.
But they did one very stupid thing is they came out with, you know, we love the phone. I had the phone over my other desk. They came out with a modern push-button phone that you pick up and hear this. It's like
horrible compared.
Yes, it's like, wait a minute. The old-fashioned phone made sense.
Yes.
Not a modern-day phone that you put the old voice in. Anyway.
Exactly. That no creative... at all. Come on, folks.
No.
What the heck?
But that's very good. And $20 is great.
Yeah, exactly. So here it is online, but there's a lot of the hide and eek things. In fact, I think Scooter X just shared kind of the full line here of hide and eek stuff. Look at that little dog. Oh, it's the Target dog.
Oh my God.
It's the French
God.
Bulldog Target dog. But yeah, as you see, they got 47 pages of things, lots and lots of stuff. So there you go. Nice little gadget. So, we're going to be taking a look at some Halloween decor all month long. Should be a very, very fun category. And so thank you to the patrons for voting.
Yeah. You know what? Why don't we just mention our plan for Halloween?
Oh, yeah. Go ahead.
I haven't put it up yet, but since you are viewing or talking Halloween, we are doing a show on Halloween. It turns out Halloween is a Thursday. So we're going to do a regular show. We already know now that Chad will have Halloween gadgets. We're both going to have our sets ready for Halloween. And after the regular show, at its regular time, we'll take a little break and come back and do our Halloween virtual meetup.
Exactly.
So keep that in mind. We need photos, videos, anything you're doing for Halloween, your neighbors are doing. We'll ask you a little later in the month so we don't start getting them now. But Halloween show on Halloween, followed by our Halloween virtual meetup shortly after our regular show on October 31st. It'll be fun.
It'll be spooky. With that, let's head into Dick's Gadget Warehouse.
They're geeky and they're goofy. Together they are loopy. When gadgets pass away, he takes them out to play in Dick's Gadget Warehouse.
Okay, we haven't heard from Buddy Yates in a while, so we were thrilled to get a new video from him, simply with the subject line, prop money.
Oh.
Hey, Dickie D. Hey, Chad.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, chat room. Buddy Yates from Palm Springs again. I'm still walking. I'm about 600 miles from home. So, this is a gadget that has no batteries. It doesn't connect to the internet. It'll never stop working. And here's my review.
Yeah.
Gizwiz Magic Trick Take 23. This is starting to get expensive. So, have someone in the audience sign or draw on a $100 bill. And then you take that $100 bill and you...
Oh, that is an expensive trick.
And then you tear it in half again.
Oh my, this is insult to injury.
This is going to be very good when he unfolds.
Now we have four equal pieces. And say the magic words. It makes its own gravy.
Same Don the Buck show. Wow!
Wow!
And it's whole again. I messed up the trick, but you get the idea. I need more practice.
Yeah.
So I went on Amazon and I bought $100,000 worth of prop money. To find, and I wanted something that was the right size, shape, and color. One of these is a real 100 and one's a prop 100. There are lots of prop bills to choose from and no photos of the money, so I had to rely on the reviews. The only negative reviews for this brand was the paper doesn't feel right. The bills are printed on bond paper. I'm not a counterfeiter, so I don't want it to feel right. You can buy different denominations and you can buy different amounts, obviously. The band is a nice touch, and they look pretty good.
They look really good.
I chose $100,000 of 10 bundles of $10,000 each. The more you buy, the cheaper they get. These 1,000 bills were $30, about 3 cents each. I've seen paperweights made of stacks of dollars. A real bill on top and bottom of the stack of paper makes the stack look like real money.
True.
I can think of so many fun things to do with 100,000 prop dollars. I might stamp my YouTube channel on some of the bills to make what Chad calls merch. Next time you go out on a date, stuff your wallet full of these and you'll really impress your date. So I can think of a lot of things to do with these, as business cards or bag stuffers or paper airplanes. Yeah, or magic tricks. So $100,000 worth of prop hundreds for $30. I thought that was a good price. The quality's good, and I'm entertained. So anywho, thanks for watching. Catch you next time.
Ah, I absolutely love it. I've actually bought fake money before.
You did? You have?
Last Christmas, we had a white elephant, and I thought I'd buy, make it so it looks like you're unwrapping $100,000 or $10,000 or whatever it was, and then it would just be fake money, you know. And I think I also added in a, I added in one of those guns that can, like, fire off the money, like the money make it rain guns. I threw that in the little white elephant. I thought that would be funny.
Oh, my God.
So me and Buddy Yates thinking the same thing. This is great.
You know what? Isn't it almost dangerous? Couldn't you really fool somebody with that?
Yes. And if you did really fool someone and went through the action of really fooling someone, you would get really in trouble for it. So don't. Act for fun and laughing with your friends. And as long as you don't walk into a 7-Eleven with it, you'll be fine.
It turns out the link Buddy put in his email came up as no longer available. But as he showed you, look at how many. And the one, go to the top again. That assortment includes every kind of bill.
Yeah. You got the including 50s, the 20s.
Even the $2 bills. I don't know how.
Yeah. Yeah.
God.
Yeah, that's crazy. Scooter X found this one.
$490.
This one's pretty inexpensive. This is $13 for a whole bunch of pieces. This is the thing is you need to really check what you're buying because some of the pieces can just be a piece of paper. You know, it might say 100 pieces and you're just getting 100 pages of paper. So yeah, definitely look at the reviews and and look around and choose a good one.
And and make sure that the person knows it's a fake bill.
Exactly. Some of the printing is more obvious than others too, depending on which you buy. Some of them, like say, you know, movie money obviously on it. Some don't.
Right.
So it really is up to you to get it.
I was quite amazed that Amazon not only selling that, but selling so many versions of it.
Yeah. Yeah. Crazy stuff. Very fun, though. And when you want to practice your magic trick, you don't have to blow through actual hundreds.
No, that's true. That's true.
That's great.
So, Buddy, you will be getting the December issue of Mad, which has 20 plus pages of new material in it. And if you want to send in the video within the next couple of weeks, you'll get that as your prize once we show you a video. Make a video 1 to 3 minutes. Like Buddy, you can be in it if you want. Just make sure we can see whatever it is you are talking about and hear you in a landscape format. Put it up on YouTube. When you upload, there is a drop-down menu and click Unlisted. And that way, only people with the URL will be able to see your video and send that URL to us, mail@gizwiz.tv. mail@gizwiz.tv.
Do it now. One final thought about the counterfeit money. Do you know the agency, and this is not that big of a thing, but you know the agency that would contact you about the counterfeit bills?
FBI?
Mm-mm. Secret Service. Secret Service is still in the business of counterfeit. That used to be kind of the only, Crispy got it. That used to be, way back in the day, kind of the only national enforcement arm. And so they gave the job to Secret Service, and they've had it forever. So Secret Service is
I thought it was the FBI, the fake bill investigators.
That's what I need to be. Let me see all of y'all's money, and I will be the FBI. And then redistribute. Okay, with that, let's move into the letter. Become the letters. Your lovely letters. Become the Gizwiz letters now.
Now, Angela Newhook, who has sent in videos and emails, said, Chad, again, you were talking about a scene on TV stores. Sorry to disappoint you. We have them here. In Nova Scotia, they look a bit different. The theme is the same. And I love this store, but they seem to have an
online store.
Presence online.
Wow. This is a great way to like figure out what gadget. This is, look at that one. The smart spin. That looks fun. Oh, get out of here, alien tape. I've tried you.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Alien tape. Oh, they're
the
scrubby.
The scrub mommy. The scrub daddy. The pink stuff. I didn't realize that was as seen on TV. What is this crazy wallet? The Slim Mint wallet. RFID. That looks anything but slim, actually.
Yes, exactly.
Get out of here, website.
Oh, is it that all?
Is that it? Oh, how much is it? $30! Okay, let's see this thing. This is not what I do not want a plastic.
Oh, no!
Chunky. Also, RFID blocking is not that impressive. There are so many things that RFID block. That's really funny.
And isn't it true that it's really difficult to do something through someone's wallet?
Oh, probably. The other thing, I mean, from, you know, being at Twit and, like, listening to Security Now.
Yeah, right.
Really, it's like the amount of the hacks and stuff seem so particular. I don't know. I just don't care about them anymore. Honestly. Also, worst case, someone scans my little credit card, gets my number, makes a fraudulent charge. And then I talk to the credit card company and say, that's a fraudulent charge. And then they get rid of it and they cost me nothing. So I was like, I don't know. It's like, I don't worry too much about the RFID blocking stuff. It just doesn't seem like practically it is something I have to worry about day to day, basically.
Yeah.
This is fun.
Now
this
you
is
don't
cool.
use your credit. You don't use your credit card now with all those fake bills. I'm paying cash. I'm paying cash.
Who needs credit when you got fake cash? Yeah.
It spins
easier than real cash. Fake cash, baby. You got to get on the fake cash train. It spins really easy. That's funny. Now, I'm curious, are you someone who, do you use a mobile wallet? Do you use Tap to Pay or your phone to pay for anything?
You know what? I do not have any banking on my phone. Mm-hmm. I'm just afraid to. But on my computer, and I used Google Virtual Card.
Wallet.
Virtual wallet will make up a credit card that is attached to your real credit card, but it makes up numbers for each purchase.
Yeah, that's nice. That's nice. And I'll just say, I use Apple Pay now. If I can, I would rather do that. And mostly because it's way faster than sticking in the chip. It will process the transaction faster than if I take the thing out, stick the chip in.
Yes, no, absolutely, yeah.
Wait. So I've been doing Tap to Pay more often just because it's quicker. Like just the processing time of the unit seems faster. Well, thank you so much for the letter. Love the showcase and the as seen on TV gadgets. That's fun. I really did think that as seen on TV gadget stores were a bit more rare than they seem to be. They seem to be kind of all over the place.
I think they're getting rare because You don't see many TV as seen on TV ads anymore. Maybe they figured we don't have to run ads. We just put on the box as
literally,
seen on TV.
Literally.
Yeah.
As seen on
and
TV
people
means
say, oh, I guess I did see it on TV. Yeah.
Yeah. Everyone has that like Mandela effect. I'm like, yeah, I think I saw that commercial. Seems reasonable. That's great. I want to say a big thank you to our patrons over at patreon.com/gizwiz. You guys are fantastic. Thank you so much for supporting our show. If you like the show, please consider giving back. patreon.com/gizwiz. That's where you can support the show. You can also head on over to our website, gizwiz.tv. There you'll find links to all the previous episodes. You'll find our live stream. And you'll also find a big link at the top of the website to our Patreon page. If our website would load. One second. I don't think it will. And after that big link to the Patreon page, there's a tiny little link to our PayPal as well. So however you want to support, you can do so at our website, gizwiz.tv. That's where you watch the show live just about every Thursday, 4:30 Pacific time, 7:30 Eastern time. And just tune into the website whenever we are live, gizwiz.tv. Head on over to gizwiz.biz. That's where Dickie D writes articles about all of the gadgets that we talk about on this show. So if you're ever needing a link back to a gadget or a gizmo, head on over to gizwiz.biz. While you're there, play What the Heck Is It? And this is the gadget that you gotta guess. And this is obvious to me that this is a gadget for an industrial lighting situations where you need to keep those industrial lighting lubricants nearby, you know? That's the hook that they use. It's a very particular gadget. But if you think you know what this is, gadget is, get a guessing. Gizwiz.biz. 6 Mad Magazines for correct answers, 12 Mad Magazines for funny, clever, or hilarious answers. Get a guessing over at gizwiz.biz. This is what you win. This Mad Magazine signed by Dickie D himself. And this has original content in it. This isn't just a reprint. This is the original Mad content. So you know you want it. Gizwiz.biz is the place to go. That about wraps up for our show. I'll see you next week.
I'll be here.